It's music time in Africa. Hello again, and a very good Sunday evening to you. This is Music Time in Africa, and I'm Rita Rochelle.
And I'm Leo Sarkisian, here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., USA. Thanks again for joining us and letting Rita and me share part of your Sunday evening together.
Friends, we're especially happy to be with you because, once again, we have something real special for you. As you know, people everywhere will be celebrating the beginning of a new year. We'll be celebrating our regular annual New Year's dance party in both editions of our program this evening. And we also have something extra special, a real special guest here in the studio with us. So stay with us and join our New Year's celebration.
Hey! Say, I'm here to your days, I make me beg for I'm saying.
new year don't come, eh, don't come, we celebrate proper. A good year, now we want happy new year, oh. That's the sound of Brother Kwado Donko of Ghana, his High Life Dance Band, and a wonderful chorus of happy voices helping Leo and me celebrate here on The Voice of America. Friends, as I mentioned earlier, this is a very, very special program for us today. It's not only our annual New Year's dance party, but this is also the beginning of Music Time in Africa's 34th year of broadcasting. And hats off to our music man here on The Voice of America. We've got just another 365 days to the year 2000. Can you believe it? And then we're going to be into the millennium. I can't believe it. The time flies. Well, we're especially pleased to have an extremely special guest. She's helping us to start the new year off right. And with us is our own director, Evelyn Lieberman. Mrs. Lieberman is the director of the International Bureau of Broadcasting and the Voice of America. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us. It's so nice to have you in the studios.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
I'm also delighted to be on one of VOA's most popular programs anywhere. And as I traveled throughout Africa, all I heard about was the show that Leo and Rita did, the different Music Time in Africa, and I'm delighted that you invited me to be part of this.
Oh, you're more than welcome. 33 years of broadcasting, and to tell you the truth, we get more mail than anybody in the Voice of America. Leo and his lovely wife, Mary, they come in on the weekends and answer all that mail.
I know. I've been here a couple of times watching them downstairs, and I must say, Leo's energy in particular, somewhat daunting.
So you can see him.
I do see him
dancing
sometimes
around the studios in here. It is a sight to behold. I can't keep up with him.
We are very, very proud to have him here.
It's a real joy to work with a gentleman of his caliber. He's a true musicologist, ethnomusicologist, great musician, linguist. And he just loves to dance, and he keeps that African music going real well for us. We have a good time with it.
Well, he is in great measure responsible for the positive reaction we have to our programs in Africa. So we're delighted that we've had him as long as we have, and we look forward to continuing another 34 years of a long and prosperous relationship.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's also an opportunity for us to tell our listeners how proud we are of Leo's efforts in making Music Time in Africa one of this year's most popular and longest running programs. 34 years is a long time. I'm a short termer. I've only been working with Leo for, 1998? 21 years now. So I still got to catch up with him. But you and I both know that he's really done an extraordinary job in achieving the program's goals, and that is establishing and maintaining this important cultural bridge between VOA and Africa. And as we all know, there's been a tremendous change and progress around the world, including dramatic movements toward political freedom and economic liberty. Africa remains very important to the United States, as you well know, because you were there this year and you had a chance to travel around to several countries. And you know that President Clinton has already stated to African leaders when he visited Africa that the United States continues to remain committed to developing further the partnership between Africa and our country. It's a partnership based on mutual responsibility and respect, and I know that you had a chance to witness that firsthand when you were visiting there. And we'd just like to know, Mrs. Lieberman, what will VOA's role be in supporting Africa's hopes for democracy and peace and prosperity?
VOA will continue, of course, to play a very important role in Africa. We look forward to continuing and, in fact, expanding our broadcasts to Africa. One of the greatest thrills of my life was hearing the president, I believe in Botswana, announcing the creation of Radio Democracy for Africa, a new service for Africa within the Voice of America. And my heart very rarely leaps up, but I assure you, it leapt up. It made me very happy, and it also emphasized the administration's commitment to making sure that the new and emerging democracies in Africa are recognized. And we also will, with our Radio Democracy for Africa program, start to do a little bit more extensive reporting on some of the things that are happening in African societies.
Well, I'm just a little curious about your trip to Africa. would love to be able to, before my lifetime is over, to say that I've traveled to every single country on the continent. Which of those countries did you have the pleasure of visiting? Was this your first visit to the continent? And what is it you'd like to take back on your next journey for us?
It was my first visit to the continent. We traveled to four countries. We were in Rwanda, Uganda, Nigeria, and Tanzania. We visited the capital of each of those four countries. Subsequent to that, I was in Cape Town for a short visit talking about communications for social change. But the best advice somebody gave me before I left on my trip was, do not have any expectations. Don't go with any preconceived notions. And it was the best advice that I had, because every day was a wonderful surprise. Every day was an education. I learned more in those 2 weeks than I've learned in a very long time. And I was amazed not only by the beauty of each of the four countries I visited, but also the wonderful people, the resiliency of the people, the resolve of the people. And we met with reporters in each of the capitals we visited. And that, to me, was the most hopeful sign of anything I've seen, because I realize that there is an enormous recognition that a free and open press is one of the most important underpinnings of any democratic society. And it was good to see that reporters in each of these places, particularly the young reporters, very much shared that goal. And in some places where it is a risk to them to be practicing journalism, they insisted that this was very important, that journalism and reporting both sides and comprehensive reporting of all issues was going to be one of the ways that their societies were going to become more open and looked upon by the rest of the world as emerging and true democracies. But what I found particularly wonderful was you can see firsthand the impact that Voice of America and the programs we broadcast really make. It's a little difficult in this country because we do not broadcast within the United States. That's part of what our charter is. But as you go around and you hear people saying, your programs have meant so much to me, in many cases, your programs have been a lifeline. We know that we can trust what we hear on the Voice of America. That was very heartening. It was the most exhilarating trip I had ever taken in my life. And yes, the people were warm and wonderful. And even though, of course, we did our official visits, and those were very good and very helpful, it was meeting people, and as I said, particularly meeting the reporters, that made the trip so wonderful. And I will tell you that my 2 weeks in Africa was life-changing. I'm not trying to be dramatic and I'm not exaggerating, but it was absolutely a life-changing trip. I thank you, and as I said, I look forward to continuing working with all of you and having these wonderful programs reach around Africa, and thank you for all the work that you do, and thank you for all the work that Leo does, and thank you for putting us on the map.
Thank you, Mrs. Lieberman, for joining us on this special occasion. That reflects the feelings, the wishes, and the hopes of all of us here. That was Mrs. Evelyn Lieberman, director of the International Bureau of Broadcasting and the Voice of America, with a special message to our listeners and friends in Africa and the rest of the world, and helping us celebrate this anniversary program and the beginning of Music Time in Africa's 34 years of broadcasting. And now, here's record number 2 from The Music Man.
This is by Sonny Ade, Rita, from one of his earlier albums, Golden Mercury of Africa. And what a band. 24 musicians and singers on stage in this production from Nigeria. Kita Kita Ro.
Kita Kita Ro. Kita Kita Ro. Kita kita ro, kita kita ro,
kita kita ro. Ori lo pona koni, ori lo pona koni, Adami pita mi komi agensi wawaye.
Orini agensi wawale raye lasun lasun. Edamu madisha kubata kumebeni. Tuli kita kita ro. Kita rola,
kikido rao. Oli lokwa na koni, oli lokwa na koni. Nedami kute mikomi, magensi mwaye.
Imiti ba umulu watu wipe.
Wa wa, arakuniyo, tine nino apanya la odu wale kusima koni. Wa wa, arakuniyo. Yeni mo ba jara oluwa e ko si ma koni
aye le ma shata
aba gegense
aye le ma shata
aba gegense
Mole ma pegun
mosile gegese
Mole ma soso kuso
Music of Sunny Ade from Nigeria from the album Golden Mercury of Africa. And here's a nice change in pace now from South Africa, Bibi Nsomi, who dedicates his music to music lovers around the world. The song title is What Kind of Love Is This?
What kind of love is this? I'm giving you.
What kind of love is this? Bibi and Somi of South Africa also helping us celebrate our annual New Year's dance party.
This is also a good time to thank everyone and again express our deep appreciation for the recordings of traditional and popular music we've been receiving from our listeners.
And Leo, don't forget the thousands of letters we've been receiving over the years, and we really want everyone to know how much we deeply appreciate their writing to us. Thank you, and do keep the letters coming. And Leo, it's time for more music now from Zaire. Bozi Boziana and his band from the album Battle of the Stars. Orchestra Bozi Boziana du Zaire from the album Battle of the Stars. Well, here's another group that's an all-star band. It's called Dalol, and all the members of Dalol are from Ethiopia. This is from the album Genesis.
Thank you.
oh yay, Genesis by Dalol from Ethiopia. And I'm afraid that's it for this first edition of Music Time in Africa, our special New Year's dance party, with a message for all of our listeners in Africa and around the world from your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, and from me, Rita Rochelle. All our best to you, your family and friends, for the coming new year. We wish you peace, good health, and love. We'll be right back in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at 1930 UTC, and we'll continue our dance party. For now, stay with us for the news, which follows immediately. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, and as always, my love to all of you.